And they had the first contract on the Mississippi River to build a levee, and the place where they built the first levee was right straight out here from us, right out at Old Mill. All right. Then he liked what he saw here, so he homesteaded 168. It's approximately 1824. And I don't know whatever come of Garvin, and they disbanded the construction company, and he settled here, and then he got to be a dyed-in-the-wool southerner. And he was on the Constitutional Convention of the Confederate States when it was formed. But in the meantime, these two girls, which were his stepdaughters, went back to Louisville, Kentucky on a Mississippi River boat. And while there, they both married two boys that were later to become officers in the Yankee Army. But from the marriage of old man Patrick Eugene and Mrs. Kate, they had two sons, Michael and James Henry. Well, Michael went off to the army, to the Confederate army, and was captured and was placed in Camp Douglas. And Camp Douglas is the notorious Civil War prison camp where they put the Confederate soldiers, and a lot of them starved to death. But he and his first cousin, old man John, were captured and placed in Camp Douglas, and they got along pretty good because the wife of the commanding officer was his half-sister, and she fed these two boys, slipped food to them over her table. So they survived the thing. Well, when the army was over, they came back here, and Michael later died with yellow fever after going through the camp affair. And John, I knew him real well. He was living here long after I was, big boy. Yeah. All right. Now, John got a daughter in Tallulah, still living. She's in her 80s.
What's her name?
Her name is Mrs. You can go talk to her, and she might give you a lot more information than anybody in this country. I expect she's older than anybody, that's been around here a long time. All right. Now, the other son on Grant's march on Vicksburg, he landed right up here at a little place called Windforest, about 2 miles above here. And they came marching through here to march by, the Confederate things that, emplacements at Vicksburg. Uh-huh. And when they're going by here, they came by this old man Patrick Eugene's house, and he was bedridden and sick, and they put him on a cot, army cot, and moved him out under a tree that's still standing down here, and burnt up the house, didn't even let him put on, he didn't have nothing but his nightshirt. Burned up the house, all the clothes, all the possessions. And the son of a gun that did that was his other stepson-in-law.
Why did he burn it up?
Because he wouldn't sign, they burned him up because he wouldn't sign an oath of allegiance to the United States. He was a dyed-in-the-wool Confederate. So, now James Henry Guilfoyle, the other son from the union of Mrs. Gilchrist and Patrick Eugene Guilfoyle, he was too young to go to the army, but he ran off and went to the army 2 or 3 times, and then they'd send him home. And he was still there, and he was the one who was my grandfather. And after the war, he was sort of the leader of the vigilantes that went around here hanging and killing all these carpetbaggers and straightening the South back up, after they put the Negroes, the emancipation got rid of them being slaves. Yeah. They went around here, and he put them up, and
So your granddaddy then was...
My granddaddy then was left here, and after the war, he helped straighten the place back up, and they built the house back. My great-grandfather built the house back, and they didn't build it in the same place as Ringer was. It built right where mine is standing up here now.
Yeah.
And then it stood there from 1865, I guess, when they built it back, to 1935, and it burned in 1935. It was a log house, but it had clapboards on the outside, and you couldn't tell it was log, but the walls was about a foot and a half thick.